Week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
And when you do that, you get a lot of people showing up at your door?
I think so, yes. No, it generates a few calls here and there when they need to get things inventoried and taken care of.
And you take cameras and notebooks and you go inventory somebody's stuff?
Yeah, we can do just an all video, or we can do inventory both in a spreadsheet as well as photos.
And details it may be. And what's good about this?
Well, my gosh, if you got robbed, you had a flood, you had any kind of damages, or if you want to kind of get your estate ready for the time when you're going to go on to better things.
Okay, divorce.
Divorce. We do a lot of divorces and things. But it's been interesting. We've even done a little bit of family history, too, mm-hmm. Which has been kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's been real fun.
We're kind of flexible.
Well, you're the other half of the inventories, are you not?
That's right.
Yes, I hold the camera.
You hold Mr. Bernard Sargent holding the camera there. Yeah. But also, they can call you if they need to get involved in either the History Alliance, which is on Facebook with 38,000 plus
followers. No, 40,000.
40.
Going 40. 41.
Change it to 40. 581-7920 gets you Bernie, right?
That'll work.
But not right now because you're in here?
Yeah.
You're not gonna leave a message.
Leave a message. Well, we're still here talking about stuff on the world of history. The History Museum has an exhibit that it's turning over about once a year.
It's going every 6 months after this.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we decided because it's very difficult for organization. Well, Cathedral's an exception because they have so much history and they've got such a capable historian that they could probably do a year or two over there with fresh stuff every 6 months or so. But some of the other groups that we've had, after 6 months, you've seen it. So we'd like to get it fresh and keep it fresh all the time. The next one's going to be the Federal Reserve, which will be celebrating its 100th birthday next year.
Oh, giving away money.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Sure.
Yes, no.
It'll be your money, not mine.
That's what they do anyway, right? To give away my money all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. Dr. David Correjo is in here, and you're the guy from Cathedral that is helping figure out the current to be about next exhibit. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But so what is going to happen here? You're going to put what in that exhibit? We walk in, we see what?
Yeah. In terms of a number of the things that I've been able to archive and just be able to collect, seeing some, again, original letters, looking at some really, really fascinating scrapbooks related to the founding of the school, going back to 1925. Also thinking about, again, just having a lot of the certain artifacts, including, an original diploma from the second graduating class of 1928, a copy of the first original published handbook, a lot of photos. We just have a lot of photos of boys from Cathedral, brothers from Cathedral. We're drawing on even our resources within the province for the Christian Brothers, the New Orleans, Santa Fe, and San Francisco province and their archives. We do have, as Bernie was just mentioning, we do have a wealth of information. But what we really were trying to do is trying to actually, because the theme that we actually took or adopted for this particular exhibit is first steps. And what exactly does that mean to me as an Irishman, right, as a cathedral graduate? When you think about what the intent and the mission of the Christian Brothers in El Paso and the educating of young men here. Cathedral High School was essentially, setting us on the path to becoming, very, very good citizens, being very faithful, being strong in our faith. And really, Cathedral is essentially like that first step to that pathway of becoming just a very well-rounded, very very responsible, very knowledgeable, very intelligent person.
One word I would use for people I meet who were graduates is engaging.
Yes.
You guys get into stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my. The fraternity of people, I will call you that, who have graduated is amazing.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain and really hard to describe. But
there's a soul there.
Yes.
You guys are part of the soul of that school.
Yes. And actually, I think if you talk to any of my fellow alumni, and I can probably speak on their behalf, the best things that Cathedral taught us really, obviously, did not come out of a book or come out of a curriculum. I mean, we bond. There is a brotherhood. It is a community. And that really was what Saint de La Salle, when he started the order, what he really wanted to accomplish.
It looks like it worked.
It worked. And then, as you know, the brothers started bringing in more lay teachers, non-religious. Then the idea of becoming a LaSallian educator is what the lay teachers essentially needed to aspire to if they were going to work with the Christian brothers. And that's really the heart, as you were pointing out, really just the heart and soul of what Cathedral High School is really about. And that's the uniqueness of a LaSallian education for us.
What are your school colors?
Royal blue and gold.
Royal blue. Okay.
Yeah.
Like Cub Scouts.
Yeah, I guess
you yes, they
are.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact,
there you go.
Interesting history there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and we always keep going back and forth to the Jesuits, I think, because of the two here. But they had a rivalry because there was another school here. There was a Jesuits high school.
Yeah.
And Cathedral, those two had a real mean rivalry, I guess.
Yeah, they did. It actually, you know, ended because Jesuit high school closed long before I was still in parochial school. But yeah, definitely. And I think that really, and a lot of alumni still from the 60s and the 70s, they kind of look back and laugh at it now because, you know, it has been some time.
Well, it was over football, wasn't it?
Football mainly.
Yeah.
And anything else related. But really, I think part of that, and I'm just conjecturing here because this was, you know, before my time.
Somebody could probably call and tell us, that's for sure.
They might be able to.
Well, but it was a big deal because back in there, those days, they had letters on the mountain.
Yeah.
And didn't Cathedral have a letter on the mountain?
Yeah, and it's still there. And you can kind of see it up there by one of the towers. But it's the lighting of the sea.
The sea is not for Coronado. It's Cathedral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Guaranteed.
And people were always make that mistake. A lot of times during I remember one year when Coronado High School band was actually playing at halftime at one of the Sun Bowls. KTSM or CBS actually showed the sea on the mountain. And there were a number of editorials that came out the next day. Or
it's
letters.
Not for Coronado.
Yeah, oops. Yeah. There was actually parents who were writing. It wasn't students.
Bernie, what is your take on the history here? Because you look at this from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. You didn't go to the school,
no,
but you've seen a lot of this stuff. What do you think about?
Oh, absolutely.
All this?
I just think that the impact that the school and the students that came out of that school have had on this community are just incredible. Not only the community of El Paso, but the community of the Southwest, because a lot of them are from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous influence. In fact, there's politicians in Mexico that did go to Cathedral.
That's right.
And you know, so there's the influence carries across all the borders.
Yeah, Ray Mateus is a graduate. Mm-hmm. Rene Mascarenhas, class of 1931, and that actually was one of the. Well, what I like to call, when I start digging up things, one of my pieces of Irish gold that I find, finding a shot that nobody has ever seen of the 1931 class standing on the front steps of the cathedral with the principal at that time, Brother Benedict, and with Bishop Schuller. And there you see a very, very young Rene Mascarenhas and, you know, just and their family is all behind them. And to me, that particular photo really kind of encompasses to, you know, that history of Cathedral, the first steps, the familial support, the support of the church and the brothers and really that community and that brotherhood.
Well, you mentioned the history of the church and history of Cathedral. What about El Paso history is taught at this school, at Cathedral? Because a lot of schools in El Paso do not teach El Paso history. They get to the point in the curriculum, usually fourth grade, Bernie, seventh
fourth
grade?
Fourth and seventh.
And they get taught Alamo history. You know, what that's what I call it. What was the Battle of San Jacinto? What is that about? What happened at the Alamo? Yeah. We've all seen the Davy Crockett movie. Yeah. And so when you get to Texas history in El Paso, that is what is taught here. Mm-hmm. What happens at Cathedral? What do you hear over there?
Actually, you know, to tell you the truth, I have to be very honest. I'm not actually the most qualified person to try to answer that question because
you didn't go to grade school there.
Well, no. I mean, and Cathedral is really only, you know, grades is really only
well,
high school.
I
guess we were talking about this earlier, but being in the College of Education and being actually an associate dean who's really overseeing educator preparation for a lot of our teachers who actually go back to El Paso, I know that certainly within our department or within our college, I should say, within the Department of Teacher Education, there's been more and more discussions, and we have a very zealous faculty who are you know, we're in the business of preparing teachers to go out into the schools, and certainly within the sociocultural foundations division, you know, there's certainly a lot of discussions like we need to really train our undergraduate students, our pre-service teachers at UTEP, to really become more knowledgeable in El Paso mm-hmm. history and so forth.
And we've been saying that for quite some time.
For some time, yeah.
Yeah, I think the tragedy is we keep talking about brain drain from El Paso.
Yeah.
You know, the kids grow up, they have no esprit de corps.
Yeah.
They don't understand the history and the foundation
There's
of our
no
community.
Sense of place or pride in place.
Yeah. And you know, if we start that in the grade school and carry it through somewhere to the high school,
certainly.
I think that more kids will say, well, you know, I'm really proud to be in El Paso.
Yeah. But I think in terms of what's happening at a cathedral now, to be honest, I really don't know. I mean, I think Brother Nick would be more
well, no,
qualified
that's true.
To answer.
Yeah. But I do know.
When I was in school, you know, and we talk about accreditation, and we talk about, you know, bodies that certify teachers in the state of Texas, namely the Texas Education Agency. They set standards for curriculum, and there's a lot of things that happen. And essentially, as a school is really responsible for teaching a particular curriculum and meeting certain standards, that's really where the fight begins. It's really at the state level.
Yes.
There have been a lot of revisions in the social studies and history standards and what should be taught and what a teacher would not find his or herself time to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also kind of at their mercy, and that's kind of where – But knowing again that really the one of the best things about Cathedral is that the teachers have a little bit more academic freedom, and being able to be as innovative and as you know as visionary as they wish to be with their curriculum.
I know one of your teachers has bought some of my DVDs to use in classroom.
Sure, absolutely.
And that tells me that they're at least looking at the history of El Paso.
Yeah.
But in EPISD, they don't do that.
Right.
No, they don't. None of the school districts really do a good job of it. Isleta and Socorro, I'll give you an example. I do a lot of walking tours out at Keystone Heritage Park, and Isleta and Socorro send kids over quite frequently. EPISD doesn't. We get school kids from Las Cruces mm-hmm. and Gadsden area, mm-hmm. but we don't get very many from EPISD.
Yeah, it's from Mexico, even.
We had a busload of kids from
Great.
Juarez come up,
Great
and things. Those kids know a heck of a lot of history, not only about Juarez, but about El Paso.
Yeah.
And it was fun because I was asking them questions and trying to learn from them mm-hmm. what they were taught.
Sure.
But they get more history than we do.
Oh,
I think we're too much focused on the form tests. The mandatory tests kids have to take every year to get to the next grade.
Yeah, it's like death and taxes. I mean, standardized testing will always be with us.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things that we really want to try to bring out in this exhibit mm-hmm. is to put all of this within the context of a very rich history that includes, again, a lot of connections to the Mexican Revolution, to the Cristero revolt, to even, you know, talking about the other periods of Christian persecution in Mexico
mm-hmm.
when San Pedro de Jesus de Maldonado was actually martyred in 1937. Also some
now,
other
is that
things.
The picture of the priest standing in front of the tombstones in Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a little shrine to him actually in St. Patrick Cathedral now that they're hoping to build up. You know, thinking again about the Irish history that's here and thinking about the connection and very much parallel to like what Notre Dame experienced in 1924. El Paso had its own fight with the Klan, and that particular campus and that block was so involved in fighting the Klan along with Mr. Fryer. And just thinking again about how the LaSallian School was open to all and will always be open to all, where you not only have certainly at the beginning of the school you had the mixture of the Mexican students with the Irish students, because there were a lot of Irish students obviously when it opened, and just kind of as students in a sense walk into the museum, we want to give them the sense that along with say a cathedral graduate or somebody who works at cathedral or anybody who's involved at St. Patrick's Cathedral, they're taking that first step, and we kind of want to have them kind of follow that timeline around the exhibit.
Isn't the Pope Jesuit also?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about this stuff because we got to take another break here and do some trivia. You ready for trivia?
I'm ready for trivia.
We're going to be doing trivia right now. And, well, what do you got in the way
These
of questions?
These will be a little bit easier today.
You got some Pepe's coupons. You got some
DVDs history.
Here.
Get edumacated here.
Well, talk about getting edumacated. That's why we did this.
That's right.
You can find out a lot of stuff here.
And you never stop learning even after you get out of school.
Nope.
I've learned so much just living in El Paso. It's crazy.
Well, we make it easy. We put it on a DVD. Sit there and watch the darn thing and say,
hey,
look what happened here.
I know.
What a surprise. World-class history everywhere. Okay, what you got?
Okay. The first one is, what are the school colors for Cathedral?
Oh!
Yeah.
How hard is this?
Wait, I've got my fingers against
my
forehead.
No clues. We already gave the clues earlier. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Otherwise, we're just going to... Just to just give these DVDs to
I'm
people who call.
It'd be like a Jeopardy question.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, you can call us up and tell us that. What was it again?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
April 18th is right around the corner, and if you have a tax problem or have unfiled tax returns, you must call Tax Defense Partners, the pioneers of tax resolution. Late filing fees and interest could add up to 50% of your tax liability. Here's your chance to fix your tax problem permanently. Also, right around the corner are private debt collectors calling to collect money on behalf of the IRS. The IRS tried this twice before and it failed, but now they're back, and who knows if they will follow the rules and how much they will harass you. Don't wait. Call the TDP Tax Team professionals now. They have 20 years of IRS negotiation skills and experience. They're the only firm you want to resolve your tax matter. Partner with the experts at Tax Defense Partners. Call the TDP Tax Team at 888-450-4645. Call now at 888-450-4645.
Hey, News Radio 690 listeners, you always tune in to us to stay informed. Well, here's one you need to know about. The happiest day on earth is the Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartMedia. It's happening Saturday, April 29th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza. Check out over 150 craft beers, plus live music, art, giant beer games, free brewing lessons from the pros, food trucks, a liquor garden, and a lot more. The Sun City Craft Beer Fest, April 29th, presented by El Paso Live. Find out more at suncitybeerfest.com.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor-recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today.
Exergen is caring for your family.
Save thousands on the Michael Phelps Swim Spas and Hot Tubs by Master Spas and build your dream backyard at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at Sunland Park Mall this weekend. For details, log on to BigSpaExpo.com or call 855-BIG-EXPO.
Has your life been touched by cancer? Then come run with the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation on Sunday, April 2nd at Cohen Stadium. The 5K Run Walk has something for everyone. Competitive runners, casual walkers, and families. Put a team together and come run with us. Register online at OurColorsRunTogether.com or call the foundation offices at 915-562-7660. Over 3,500 of your family members and friends are diagnosed in El Paso every year. 100% of the proceeds from the event will benefit the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, your local resource for all the colors of cancer.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
I see you put the Pepe's menu up on Facebook.
I did.
And it was number 3 combo, today's Oñate special, right. $6. Normally it's a bit more than that.
And I also put Ray Baca there with his website.
Main man. I haven't seen him on TV lately. He was the guy in the commercial for the Supreme Laundry.
Oh, that's right.
He was the customer number 3.
That's because he's going business casual now.
I think that's what it is. But you know, he walked out without paying.
Oh.
I saw that on
Maybe that's why he's not on the air. Yeah, Ray, we know.
That's how you manage your assets.
We know, yeah. Hey. No. Let's not say that. Ray's a good guy.
So it goes. All right, we got, which one first, Shelley? Okay, we got a bunch of people ready to go.
Told you it was easy.
And well, I got to write these things down now because that's how that goes. Okay, now to the stuff in hand. I got to tell you who's coming here next week. Next week we're going to load this place with women.
Yay! I guess.
I guess. Yeah. Look at the people control me.
Oh, women, we take over everything when we get in here, so you may get booted out.
Well,
you
guess
know?
What? UTEP is honoring women, and we'll hear all about it. Dr. Gina Nunez-Machurchi, I don't know how you say that name. That's close enough. But she's confirmed her attendance next week on the radio program.
Yeah.
Professor of Sociology and Anthropology. You know her?
Yeah, I know Gina.
She's coming in here, and she's a director of Women's Studies.
Yes.
Well, they're writing a book.
Yeah.
The book, the Agenda for Women's History Conference coming up.
Two-page
book?
No.
That was Bernie.
I'm going to tell Gina you
Bernie said that. I didn't say that.
He still has to go home with me, remember?
Good luck with all of you people. But a bunch of folks are coming in from UTEP. Jackie Reed will be here. She's been here before.
Yes.
She's part of the legacy here. Oh. They're going to talk about what they're putting in the book, what's in the conference, why, and 100 years of women at UTEP. Mm-hmm. That's worth a book, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a thick book. It's not going to be 2 pages.
You better believe it. Yeah.
Large font.
Bernie Sargent, 581-7920. Yeah. Call Bernie on that
Gina,
one.
Call Bernie.
Yeah, call Bernie. All right, April 15th.
April 15th,
we got the Mission Trail people coming in here, and they're going to do their thing at the Socorro Mission this year.
That's right.
They got a huge thing planned on a week earlier than normal, because in the second hour on April 15th, we're talking about what San Elizario is doing to commemorate the Oñate visit. That was 419 years ago. So they're taking over San Eli for April 28, 29, 30. And so on April 23, the Mission Trail takes over Socorro. They're all coming in here on the 15th to talk about it. Now, did you get that?
Yes,
okay,
I
good.
Did.
Preservation El Paso coming in, talking about stuff, and also the history of the International Museum of Art, all that's coming up. What do you got?
And I do have to make a correction real quick. Beto O'Rourke, always
Mr.
call him Beto.
Beto to you.
Mr. Beto, yes. Soon senator, possibly. Beto O'Rourke, it went to El Paso High School.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. All right. Celebrate preservation this month. An alliance of organizations is pleased to announce that the 6th Annual Preservation Month in El Paso in the month of May will celebrate our heritage and history. This year, they're going to focus on endangered buildings, neighborhoods, cemeteries, corridors, natural habitats, historical sites throughout El Paso County. And they're asking for groups and organizations, there you go, David, there's one for you, to consider sponsoring or co-sponsoring an event or program during the month of May. The deadline for joining the celebration is April 15th, so same day as tax day.
Mm.
Ooh. So for more information, you can call Ron Lehman at 915-740-6829 or our lovely call screener, Shelley Sutherland, at 409-599-1277.
Famous number.
Yes,
all right. We got trivia on the brain here. I think we only have 2 questions, 3 callers. We can make up a 3rd question
can
if they want to stay on the phone. We got more DVDs. We're going in this order. Rick, George, and is that Julius? Okay, here we go. Going on with Rick. Rick, you're on the radio. Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good morning, Rick.
We're surviving, dude. How about you?
Oh, the coffee's starting to kick in, so I'm...
Yep. Go there.
We'll find out. Can you answer the trivia? What are our cathedral's school colors?
Oh, my God. How hard is
Hey, I'd better, you know, after resigning my Texas heritage. Did royal blue and gold?
I'm sorry?
Royal blue and gold. Yay!
Yes.
All right.
And music provided by Bernie.
Well, actually, royal blue is different, but would that be?
He said royal blue.
Did you say royal blue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
royal blue.
That's close enough.
And you think,
there goes that page because I checked on the website.
It's royal blue. Jeezy peasy. That was on
everything
Rick.
On the internet is accurate.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, this was from Cathedral. So
oh.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Rick, you got yourself a choice here. Pepe's $20. We've got some DVDs sitting here. Pick your poison, dude.
What you want?
Pepe's. I haven't been up there in a long time.
Oh, you need to go.
Good,
and
yes.
Today's Oñate special, $6 is combo 3, right?
Yep, but it's menus on the Facebook page, along with a picture of Bernie and Dr. David Guerrero.
We're all set then. All right, Rick, you got that figured out. Can you stay on hold here for a second?
Sure.
All right, hold on, Shelley. We'll come on and tell you how to pick up this stuff here. Going to the next caller in the order of calls. This will be George. Hey, George, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, George.
How you been?
Doing great. How are you folks doing?
Alive and well.
I like to say I'm surviving. That sort of throws people off. Like, huh?
I appreciate you all.
Well, we have the answer for the other question. Would you want to try this as a second one?
Sure, I'll try.
Okay. What other El Paso Christian school was Cathedral's fierce football rival in the 60s and 70s?
Oh, my goodness. That I don't know. I apologize.
Well, no, think about it. You got your big schools in El Paso. You know who they were. And back in the day, there was a couple of schools that were kind of similar and that they were rivals.
It's a Christian school?
Yeah, it was an El Paso Christian high school.
Catholic, more specifically.
There's only one.
There
was only one other, dude. You can't get that one?
No, I don't know it.
Sorry. All right, thanks for trying. Call us next week. Appreciate it.
Are you going to send us a DVD?
Yeah, send us a DVD. All right, now we got Julius is left. Wait a minute. Hey, Julius, you got this one figured out?
Oh, yes, sir. Sure do.
Hey, Julius, what's the question again real quick?
Okay, what other El Paso Catholic high school, I should say, was Cathedral's fierce football rival in the 1960s and 70s?
Jesuit High School.
There you go. And they beat him so bad, they went out of business.
No.
That wasn't the reason. It was some other reason.
No.
And my brother coached Jesuit at that time.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, cool. And so you know this history. You didn't have to listen to us to hear this.
I know the history of Cathedral very well. So Mr. Carejo did a great job at our alumni meeting.
Oh, thank you very much.
Another alumni out there calling us.
Yep.
And we just got out of the meeting.
Oh, cool.
Well, thanks for ringing. Were you listening, now, I hope?
We've already given away the Peppies this hour, but we have a choice of DVDs here if you're interested. The Women's Club, believe it or not, who's in the next block from your school.
That's right. And another right across the street.
Historic block.
In fact,
up
the kids
there.
Come over and do a lot of things to help out with our special events from Cathedral.
Do you know the history of the Women's Club?
A little bit, yes, sir. I've kept up with it.
Would you like to have a DVD to that effect?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. A DVD of the Women's Club. We talked him into it. That would be Julius.
Okay.
Any other thoughts on your mind this morning?
No, just that's a great you're talking about a great school and a graduate and an ex-coach there. So.
Oh, cool.
I love it. Graduated in 52.
Cool, yeah. Julius. So hold on here. We'll get you set up to pick up this prize, all right?
His last name is Caesar.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Julius Caesar. No, that wasn't Julius Caesar.
That goes way back.
Shelley, number three, got the other prize, and it's a DVD, a Women's Club DVD. We talked him into that. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back and do some other things here because we need to hear more about this history.
Talking history. Yeah.
And also the Wall of Giants. And how it came about. Bernie, I think that's a fascinating history.
I absolutely do.
It's it just sort of like happened locally.
It did.
The Wall of Giants is not something they copied from some other place.
Not yet.
Nah, but they can copy us.
That's right.
I bet you they will.
We will.
Call us up if you think you need to, or Facebook us if that's not illegal.
At El Paso History Radio Show. And or call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
This year, we've got 100 reasons for you to switch to Jackson Hewitt. Tell your online tax service to take a hike, and we'll pay you $100 to file with Jackson Hewitt. Plus, you'll get your max refund guaranteed. So maybe it's more like 101 reasons. It pays to switch to Jackson Hewitt. File today and get $100. Minimum tax preparation fee of $150 applies. Offer valid when you complete your taxes with us. $100 provided on a card. Not valid with any other promotion or discount. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for details. Available in participating locations only. Most offices are independently owned and operated.
Hey, News Radio 690 listeners, you always tune in to us to stay informed. Well, here's one you need to know about. The happiest day on earth is the Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartMedia. It's happening Saturday, April 29th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza. Check out over 150 craft beers, plus live music, art, giant beer games, free brewing lessons from the pros, food trucks, a liquor garden, and a lot more. The Sun City Craft Beer Fest, April 29th, presented by El Paso Live. Find out more at suncitybeerfest.com.
Save thousands on the Michael Phelps Swim Spas and Hot Tubs by Master Spas and build your dream backyard at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at Sunland Park Mall this weekend. For details, log on to BigSpaExpo.com or call 855-BIG-EXPO.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
iHeartRadio just got better with unlimited streaming music. Search and play any song from iHeartRadio's library of millions of tracks. Create playlists of your favorite music.
Turn it up, it's your favorite song.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Download your playlist and listen offline. Start your 30-day free trial right now at iHeartRadio.com or just open the app. Free radio and unlimited music all in one. iHeartRadio.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is that time now for what's known as the El Paso Inc. promo, this week only in El Paso Inc.
Where City Rep Courtney Nyland says she will be on Monday after a difficult 3 months.
Also in the Inc., what former local official is expected to run for El Paso County Judge? Check the Whispers column in El Paso Inc.
And he's popular in El Paso, but an underdog everywhere else in Texas. Why Beto O'Rourke wants to run for Senate in his own words.
That's all in El Paso Inc. online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery by calling
915-534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, water in the Rio Grande is on its way south.
Yay!
The annual release from dams in New Mexico begins the irrigation season for farmers. There will be more water this year than in many recent years. How will this affect our area?
I can take a bath.
For once.
Okay, the program is live and interactive. You can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian, who's a lovely lady, hosts this Sunday program at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
And we thank them for the promo they give us in the mornings on Saturday.
And the water will probably hit El Paso or start coming at least in the Upper Valley by tomorrow, we think.
So we can take a walk down.
Yeah, we're going to take a walk down and take a look.
Why don't you do Rio Grande Roulette and just close your eyes, lie down in the sand bed, and wait for it?
Hey, in honor of Cathedral, I'm going to use some Irish Spring when I take a bath.
Oh, I do.
Now, would that count as a baptism or just something
Lord,
foolish to do?
Help me.
No, just cleanliness something is next to godliness.
Oh, fine.
I live with that man.
The Rio Grande being one of it. All right, you guys, we are here for... The idea is that we have a history museum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has a focus now, which I think is a bit unusual. We were just talking about that before the break. That nobody else is really doing this. It was made up here.
No, there's a lot of firsts out of El Paso.
The Wall of Giants is because of a Tom Lee mural.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's in a courthouse downtown. Yulia Bussinger, previous
director,
director of the museum, went through on a tour and said, we could do that at our history museum.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you're doing. And Cathedral has got to be one of those giants.
Yeah.
Why is Cathedral a giant?
Well, let David talk about that. We were impressed with the whole idea of doing it because of their birthday, which is another thing, too, because there's several people said, well, the school isn't 100 years old yet. So, David, you want to explain
why
we're talking about?
The cathedral is. The church. Yeah, the church is.
Mm-hmm.
And that, at the time, of course, was considered one of the greatest moments of the history of the Catholic Church in El Paso. That would actually be one of the main reasons why. And also knowing, again, that Cathedral High School was really the story of Cathedral High School started there. And the importance of Catholic education and knowing that, again, we've got this cross-border history that is really involved in that entire story.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about the best, we were trying to think about as part of the committee and then the subsequent subcommittee in building the timeline, what's the best way to kind of immerse people in that history and to try to make all the connections. So we brought in one of the members of the committee actually brought in Miguel Garcia from the College of Business at UTEP. And one of his hobbies, is, for example, is actually flying a drone. And we want to be able to kind of take people on a little bit of a tour of that city block, but also include, it's obviously not just the city block, but also, you know, getting some really, really great shots of Cristo Rey, especially on Good Friday, and being able to just kind of give people the big picture as they walk into the museum that this is what they're about to study, this is what they're about to learn.
Who's doing the drone?
We actually have somebody who volunteered, Miguel Garcia, who works out of the College of Business at UTEP.
That picture we put on Facebook and put on 7 this morning is from your drone shot.
Yeah.
You could tell that.
Yeah, and actually he finds this particular project also fascinating, so we can tell that story. Also, some of the other things that we want to try and get people in and learn more and more about this history. And this really worked well when the Sisters of Loreto had their anniversary, had their 90th anniversary back, you know, in 2013. And to actually have a kind of start collecting an oral history of people who come into the exhibit, because really the heart and soul of what we're going to be presenting at the cathedral are the graduates, are the alumni, are the parishioners of St. Patrick. And we want them to, it's kind of making it interactive and being able to kind of go into, you know, what might be like a photo booth and just kind of tell us their story and what connection they actually have to not only Cathedral, but also St. Patrick Elementary and also to the church. And that, of course, that excites me because that really helps flush out this history that I'm writing and to really make it personable and make it meaningful to people as they go through the exhibit. We're hoping that a lot of the photos, we're hoping that a lot of these things are going to spark some memories. Because unless you've really kind of lived through you know, being a student at Cathedral High School or being a member of this particular parish, which is the seat of the diocese, it's the bishop's chair. You know, that was always the thing that we always talked about at Cathedral, is just if these walls could talk. You know, and of course, when I was in school, you know, the big joke was after 60 years, you know, this was like 1985. The only thing holding up the building was 60 coats of paint. But the truth is, you know, what really has kind of kept, as Jackson pointed out, you know, it's like it's we're the soul of this, you know, of this exhibit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like that having the people come in, that's a testament to the school. Like you said, the school is a building and the people that teach are the teachers of that school.
Yeah.
But what came out of it, like you said, you know, here are the people of El Paso and where they've gone on from here due to the education that they may not, you know, some who never would have gotten that kind of education any other way because of your scholarship programs.
Right. And, you know, again, just the approach by the brothers.
Yeah.
You know,
all that too. I mean,
we stirred up somebody on the phone here. Shall we talk to him? Hey, Bob, you're on the radio. Good morning, Bob.
How you doing, Jackson?
Surviving, dude.
We never played Cathedral in football, but we used to scrimmage them every year.
Who's we?
El Paso High.
Ah, the lady on the hill, huh?
Yeah, and the Julius that called in was probably Julius Lohenberg.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
He was one of the best athletes at that time and one of the best coaches.
Yes, indeed.
All righty.
Is that your dump for the day, sir?
That's it.
All right, and by the way, if you got time for lunch, we're going to go to Luby's today. Don't tell Pepe. All right, thanks a lot. Talk to you again.
Well, and speaking of, we've got a lot of people that are actually, I put the menu up and I've got people going, I hope that's not an April Fool's joke. We're on our way. So
we've
got
some
people on their way to Pepe's for food. I said, no, I told them.
The Oñate special for what was plate number 3.
Combination plate number 3.
And he knows better than to say no to 10 people walking in.
Oh, I know.
And I'm not going to give you the other $4 for this food.
But there's a whole bunch of people heading northwest.
Cool. Well, and the rest of us, we'll probably end up at Luby's just because it's closer. But the thing about, it's in the area of where we are. So Cathedral is an interesting institution. Bernie, more thoughts from you on the History Museum. And also, you and I didn't really get into the subject about how the History Museum came to be where it is. Because that's a bit unusual. It was a graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, exactly. They had to move some bodies.
They did.
So to speak. Yeah, the very first graveyard was right across the street underneath the baseball stadium. Camposanto. But as the community grew and as people died, obviously, they had to find places to put them. So that was one of many locations downtown, some of which went to Evergreen, some of which went over to Concordia.
Why was it a federal cemetery? That was what I always heard. It was a federal cemetery. Is it not?
There were some soldiers buried there.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of soldiers here because of Fort Bliss is, what, 5-6 locations that they've had.
In the Civil War, a few people were buried there.
Yeah, well, then, the Union soldiers. Now, the Confederate soldiers were down off of El Paso Street underneath the parking. Today, it's a parking lot. But anyway.
I was going to say.
No politics on that
one. No.
It was a, down on, English language has just left me. I'm going back to my Latin days when I was in a Catholic school.
what?
El Paso and Overland. There was the headquarters for the Butterfield Overland stagecoach line. And when Butterfield closed the line down because of the Civil War in 1861, it became a Confederate hospital for a short period of time.
Oh, so the dead just went out the door.
They didn't. Yeah. Not on their own.
No, but I mean, hey, you're gone now.
See ya.
Put so you in the museum.
They buried them right there. So but the History Museum is on a former cemetery.
Yeah.
It's next to the library. Uh-huh. It's all public property, and it was a learning center for elderly or something like that.
Yeah, there's been a number of different facilities being located.
Senior center, citizens.
But the thing about the History Museum, it's in a good place. I just wish it had better parking, but it's in a good place in Central El Paso.
Had parking, period, practically.
That'd be nice. But the History Museum, it's got all kinds of exhibits in there. We're talking about one exhibit.
Yeah, and they're revamping it. One of the concerns, I'm also the treasurer of the Foundation for the Museum of History, one of the concerns that we've heard over and over again is the fact that the true history of El Paso and its area is on the second floor. Some people don't realize the staircase leads to the second floor.
You've got to go up there.
Yeah, so they are moving that stuff downstairs about the same time that these great folks from Cathedral will be opening their exhibit.
And that's the next exhibit, and that's coming in August.
It's coming in August.
Very interesting.
And there's elevators, too. So
the elevators don't go to the top. Yes,
but
they do.
I'll tell you, and the El Paso Museum of History's Foundation is a great organization because they do not get a lot of funding. It's dependent upon the community donations and fundraisers.
And we're a 501c3, the money that's given to us for the Museum of History is tax deductible. So that's a nice arrangement.
And you could use a volunteer or two?
Yes, we could.
How do you get
We always can call me at 581-7920.
Well, we could get you to volunteer anywhere in El Paso.
And then also I wanted to mention, too, that Melissa and I have had the occasion to be invited to participate in the science fair at Cathedral. Some of these kids are brilliant.
They're great.
They really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say they're pushed, but they're pushed to excellence at Cathedral. That's how I look at it.
Oh, they're excited about their exhibits. We also do some of the stuff with the other schools, but they don't just seem as motivated as the kids at Cathedral.
One thing is involved with the LaSallian teachings that I learned about is community service is very important.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And those kids are great kids when it comes to community service. I've used them at different programs, and
Keystone
they're wonderful.
Keystone
and Concordia.
We got to take one more break before we get out here. A reminder, we'll give you the details in a minute, but Talk El Paso starts at noon today. We'll be back in just a moment to tell you more about that. Sergio, hit the button.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-600-1637. That's 1-800-600-1637. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-600-1637. 1-800-600-1637. 1-800-600-1637.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, after us, we're going to do the next show coming up live and in person here on KTSM 690. Will be Talk El Paso. And host Andrew J. Polk is going to talk about the mayoral races and what's at stake for El Paso. And they're expanding, and they're going to go look at these mayoral candidates between now and the election. They're going to do this every Saturday. So get ready for them. And today he has a special guest coming in, Robbie Gray from El Paso, Inc. He has some new news, exciting news, about the weekly paper to tell everybody. That's going to be noon to 1 p.m. The whole hour on Facebook/Talk El Paso. And the first half hour right here on News Talk 690. So that's what we got here. And you got something you need to do?
Well, two things. One, the Poppy Festival is happening right now out at the El Paso Archaeology Museum. And this one you can mark on your calendar for the 29th of April. It's train day at the Las Cruces Railroad Museum, which is a cool little museum up there off of I-10. And it's going to run the 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But the rest of the museum will actually stay open until 4:30. But they're special this year because they're having a country music festival up there. And they're going to have performances by two country music groups at the museum. And the New Mexico Rail Runner, the one that it's kind of their commuter train between Albuquerque and Taos, will be down there. Hopefully someday they'll get that train to Las Cruces. And that'll be on hand, and that always brings a lot of people in.
I dare them to bring it to El Paso.
I wish they would. Oh, my gosh. Or just even to Cruces, it'd be great to take a train up to Taos, because if you take the regular train, it's like $300 round trip to go to Albuquerque. Oh. But the Rail Runner is really cheap, so I wish they'd bring that to Cruces.
So that's coming up. All right. We got about a minute to wrap up. Cathedral is the next wall of giant. David Correjo, tell us your thoughts here. We've got about 30 seconds for you.
Well, I think I'd probably just take this time to make a plea to anybody who has any kind of artifacts or anything that relates to St. Patrick Cathedral, to Cathedral High School. You know, we're working really hard to just try and find those pieces of history that we can put on display. If you happen to have anything, and particularly for St. Patrick Elementary School, that's where we really have a need to find some of those artifacts. You can contact me at my UTEP email, which is just dcarrejo, D-C-A-R-R-E-J-O, at utep.edu. I'm there all the time.
And we appreciate you coming in today talking about this. The Wall of Giants. Bernie, here it comes.
You betcha. Looking forward to it.
And it's going
to
be, you think, August, give or take?
It'll be in August.
August.
Yeah.
And right now, people go down there. What they can do is take a look at the women's exhibit, women's club.
Beautiful, beautiful exhibit. Proud of that one. That was one of the prettiest ones we've ever done.
That thing's huge. You
know, fair history with the ladies. And they're just neighbors of the...
Across the street.
Just across the street.
Mm-hmm. All right, going to Luby's today, we think, those of us who can make it. And it'll be kind of fun here. Stay tuned for Talk El Paso after us. And you and I are going to come back next week, are we not?
Yeah, I think so. We'll be here.
Be back here talking stuff here and having a good time. EP History. For details about the radio program and for podcasts.
And check our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and check
almost,
in with us.
Almost 5,000 people looking at us this
That's
week.
That's how many alumni are out there.
They're out there. All right, everybody else, go to Pepe's. See y'all next week.
All right,
thanks
bye-bye.
A lot. Take care.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive.
Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.